Going Deeper with God. This show exists to refresh our relationships with our Father by having a place to go with Him each week. Pastor Barbara Moore calls upon the Holy Spirit to guide us into a deeper connection in our relationships with Jesus. You can learn more about Barbara Moore and her ministry at harvestmountainministries.org. We pray that this show helps you grow in prayer, hear the voice of God, and obey what He asks of you. So here we go, Deeper with God.
I want to go deeper, but I don't know how to swim. I want to be maker, but have you seen this earlier?
Listeners, good morning, good evening. It's Going Deeper with God. Pastor Barbara Moore here, and we're going to get together to lean in closer to God today because we can. We're going to go deeper with God today. And, you know, going deeper with God always mixes well. The recipe to go into the Word of God, to go deeper with God, always mixes well. So a scripture today is a favorite of our guest that we'll have today, Adam. And his scripture that he loves that we're going to start with is in Jeremiah, the 20th chapter. And it says, "But if I say, I will not mention him or speak any more of his name, his word is in my heart like a fire. The fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot." What do you say to that, listeners? You say, amen, that the fire of God is inside all of us, and it's shut up in our bones. So we pray during the next 26 minutes that we will actually encounter the very fire of God as we enjoy a brief time of discussion with Adam Gellert, my new friend from Dallas. How are you doing today, Adam?
Great, Barbara. It's great to be on your show and be able to speak to your listeners as well.
Well, listeners, Adam is a family man, a lover of God, and besides that, he is an author and during the day so that he can pay his bills and bless people. He is a human resource professional. Is that true, Adam?
That's correct. I have a background in human resources and spent some time in the corporate world and in consulting, but also have this message on my heart that I was looking forward to getting out to the world.
To the world. Well, yes, because this show can go anywhere in the world, and Adam and I pray that if you have friends that even listen in other countries, you can tell them about the awesome radio station in Colorado, KLDC 1220. And so, Adam, the first thing I want to say to you is you have come up with a name for your book, Activation, that is one of my favorite names. So how did you come up with that title for your new book?
Yeah, thanks. And I get that question a lot, and it's a lot of fun to be able to have an answer for it. I really went through a process back about 4 years ago where I really experienced God flipping the switch on my life, I like to say, and just really activating me for more of Him. And when I was writing the book and looking at what the right descriptor was for what happened to me, I looked up the definition of activation, and it just so fit what happened to me at that point. You know, and when I looked at the definition, and I included it in the book so that people could clearly understand what it means, you know, it's multiple fronts. It's the process where something is prepared or excited for a subsequent reaction. You know, it's
to can
accelerate.
You say that again?
What's that?
Can you say that again? That first one, I love that.
Oh yeah. It's the process where something is prepared or excited for a subsequent reaction, which we all know that God likes to prepare us for more and a subsequent reaction from the Holy Spirit and from His Son, Jesus Christ. It can also be to accelerate a reaction as by heat. And we all think about heat being the fire and passion of God's presence, of the Holy Spirit. It also means to set in motion. So, you know, you're inactive and then you become active and you're in motion. It's making active or effective, which we all obviously want to be made more active or effective in our walk with Him and in shining the light to others. And then the last definition that I think that I really love is that you're putting an individual or unit on active military duty. And we all know putting on the armor of God and you're really going into a spiritual battle when God activates your life.
Well, we could just talk about that for the rest of the time, but what are some of these activations that happened to you that caused you to again, write a book about activation.
Yeah, so really what I started journaling back after I got activated by God. I really started journaling a lot of the amazing things that were happening to me at that time, and just some things that I felt like were, was a message of, here's an example of what an activated life could look like, and encouraging other people to seek their own activation and what that means for them. You know, I think, you know, one of the first things that became very apparent when I talked about being on active military duty, the first thing I think that really surprised me, and it's something I talked about, is around resistance to activation. So one of the things that started to happen when I became activated is I really started feeling like I had a desire to pray for other people, to pray for people in my life that did not know the Lord. And so in starting to do that more often, I started meeting some resistance that I described, and some stories around really having some things where I had some encounters, that some spiritual encounters with the enemy. Started really having some thoughts put in my mind that were not from God. I really had a period of time in my life where I met a lot of resistance that was really an unexpected part of the journey. But I think what it has taught me since that time is that, you know, you're on the right track in your walk with Him, and that you are getting more from your relationship with God when you start to run into resistance. Because the devil, is fine with you, doing some things on your own, but when you start to work for the kingdom and the things you're doing are starting to have a spiritual impact in that spiritual world, the devil takes notice and starts to resist that. And I think that also shows that you're on the right track.
So resistance was something that if people are getting activated, they would notice that? Or tell us some more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you look at what God tells us in the Bible and what Jesus talks about in terms of that, if you follow me, there's going to be those trials and tribulations, there's going to be persecution, and that if you are persecuted for my name's sake, then you're on the right track, and that you're going to be blessed longer term, obviously in eternity in heaven. So we know that either in the natural or the spiritual world, that showing your faith in Jesus in your work life, in any other area of your life, you're going to find people that are resistant to that message, and they're going to oppose it, and that's because it's a worldview that the devil has set up as an opposition to the Christian faith. And obviously the devil is his goal is that other people are not going to, become Christians and accept Jesus as their savior. So you're going to, in the natural world, you'll find people resistant to that as you become activated. And in the spiritual world, you'll start to find those same things.
So in activation, I know from totally enjoying reading your book, and listeners, we really recommend that. This is Adam Geller on our show today from Dallas, Texas, and his book, Activation, A Story of God's Transforming Power, he talked to us about hearing God speak to him and the changes that happened to him when you heard God speak. So let's switch over for a second to activation and you hearing God speak to you. What was that when you heard God speak?
Yeah, so in my journey, I've had some times in my life, at certain inflection points or important key moments in my life where I felt like I'd heard God speaking to me. And I have several examples in the book. And that's one of the things I really talk about is going from a foundation of knowing the Lord to really asking that question, is He speaking to me? What is He saying? One of my favorite stories was from that, and really an insight that I feel like readers will get from this in their walk, is that I was on a work assignment in Houston, Texas, and I got called back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area to work in our corporate office. But when I got back and I felt like I was following God's will, I really ended up finding out, those first several months I was back, that I was not really happy with the job I was assigned to. I wasn't really in an environment I felt really great about, and I was really not feeling that great about it. My wife was in the same boat, where she was kind of lukewarm about, the house we were in, the assignment we were given. And I clearly heard one day as I was on a run, and I find sometimes that God speaks to us when we least expect it, when we're kind of in a place like we're exercising, or maybe we're sleeping, we're in a place where we're not thinking about other things too much. I heard God say, "You're where you're supposed to be." And I just had a thought in my heart and in my mind that said, "You're where you're supposed to be." And it gave me that comfort that regardless of where my circumstances of where I wasn't necessarily happy, God was assigning me for that place at that time, and that I was where I was supposed to be. And then the other thing that I asked my wife when that happened to me, I said, you know, hey, I just got this word from God that we're where we're supposed to be. Has he been speaking to you anything similar to that? And she said, that's funny that you just said that. He actually, I heard him say to me, you know, just now, recently, accept my blessings. So we were both in a similar place, and by God assuring us in that thought life and in that speaking to us that we were where we're supposed to be, and also to accept my blessings, is such a powerful word from him, and it gave me a comfort that I may not be, I may not see long-term why I'm in this assignment, but, you know, and maybe sometimes we're in a place in our life where we don't see that we're being blessed because we're not happy where we are. But I have been able to see longer term, as I've been able to meet a lot of fellow Christians and see where this assignment has led me, that in that season, God is blessing us, and sometimes we just don't recognize it.
Well, let's circle back around again a little bit. Adam has the pleasure and privilege of going to Gateway Church in Dallas. Robert Morris is one of my favorite apostolic pastors and teachers, and I have a couple of copies of his book called Frequency, which he has again and again tried to help the body of Christ actually hear God. So when you say, you know, you heard God say something and your wife heard God say something, we have listeners right now that they're not hearing God, and even the topic of trying to hear God could just really be unactivating them. So what would you say to them?
Yeah, and it's great that you're connecting that to Robert Morris, and it was so fun that I actually had a chapter in my book on hearing from God daily, because the timing of this when I started hearing his message of frequency was so perfect, because I do think that, you know, his message and that whole encouragement around hearing God is something that everybody is desiring and everybody wants. I was not hearing from God. You know, I've heard from him, you know, at certain times in my life, but certainly not on a daily basis. Until really this year, when Gateway Church does a great job of the first month of every year putting out a 30-day devotional where they give you a message for that day, and then there's an encouragement, there's some blank space in the devotional that's just basically a question of, what is the Holy Spirit saying to you through this message? And then it allows you some quiet time to opening your mind and then really listening for what the Holy Spirit is saying. When I went through that process for the first time in my life, I clearly started hearing some things from God in that process that had snowballed into me really doing this on a daily basis this year. And it's really probably at this point the greatest gift I've been given in my life because of the things I've been hearing from God. And what I think a lot of people mistake or think that hearing from God means is that you're going to hear this booming, audible voice coming from the sky. And what it really is very much what I hear him. It's a thought that's in your mind, just like any other thought, but you start to recognize that it's his voice and that it's different than your thought, because it's just things that you know you wouldn't be thinking of or you would not have even considered. You know, so the example I give in the book that I think is just so great was on my second day of my devotion with Gateway in January, I opened up my mind and saying, what are you trying to say to me today? And I heard in my thought life the phrase, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so I wrote that down in my journal, and I said, okay, I know that that's from the New Testament that Jesus says that. The second thing I heard right after that I wrote down was, peace I leave you. And I thought, okay, yes, that's another something that Jesus said in the New Testament. Those were the only two phrases I heard at that time. So I went down to the next part of my journal, and there's actually some additional scripture reading that you're supposed to read after that time. And so it was from the book of John, and it was a chapter in there where I started reading that book, that chapter, and all of a sudden, a paragraph into that chapter, it says, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And all of a sudden, wow. it blew me away, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the same thing he just told me and that I wrote down. And then I thought to myself, well, if he also says, peace I leave you in this chapter, I'm really going to be blown away. And sure enough, I get down another paragraph in, and it says, you know, it says, peace I leave you, peace I give you. And that was really the moment, an aha moment for me of being able to understand that he is speaking. He's speaking his word to us. You know, it's not always going to be a direct message to necessarily for us or some revelation that we're going to get every day. Sometimes it's just God's word. It's just leaving us with comfort and peace. But I think when you start to practice spending time with him on a daily basis, opening your mind up for even 5 minutes a day to say, what are you saying to me today? just you'll hear thoughts in your mind and just write those down, no matter how crazy or random they are. Sometimes you may not even understand what it is that he is saying, or even wonder if it is from him or if it's your own thoughts. But as Robert Morris says in his book, sometimes you're going to get it right. Sometimes you won't necessarily be hearing that. But through that daily practice of hearing his voice, you'll start to get used to that familiarity of what his voice sounds like versus some of the other distracting thoughts in your mind.
Well, that's a really encouraging word. And we have about 8 or 9 minutes left for our show. But this is Adam Gellert is on the show today because he wants to bring encouragement, just like the Lord does, for you to go deeper with God and be intentional about hearing God, because you have to be able to be hearing what Adam is saying from the depths of his heart, and that fire, that scripture we started with in Jeremiah, that he saw a little bit of God activating, God action in his life, right? And then he just went after it, right?
Yeah, Jeremiah was really a role model for what activation looks like in the Bible. You can see, if you go and read the book of Jeremiah and see his story, he was clearly just called into assignment from where he was at, and God basically put the word of God in his heart, and it was a fire that got put in there that he just couldn't quench. And what happened at that time is that, you know, that verse comes from the fact that a lot of people were persecuting him. They didn't like the message he was giving. It was a little bit of a doom and gloom at the time of warning. And so I think he got persecuted and put in prison and did some other things happened to him. And I think even he was in that writing that scripture was struggling with even talking about it and sharing his faith with other people because of the persecution he was getting. So that verse was a response to saying, if I decide I'm not going to mention his name anymore because I know the consequence of that, I can't, because God has put this fire in my heart that it says unquenchable, that I just have to get this message out. It's just too important, and there's too much fire, and if I don't, I just can't. And that's what an activated life, I think, looks like, and that's what I've experienced. And when I read that, it just stuck with me so much for my book in terms of what activation is like, is that I just can't. I just love talking about these stories. I love talking about what God has done in my life. And other people, you know, love hearing those stories too. And sometimes you meet resistance as well, just like Jeremiah did. But you just know that if you're on God's favor with this, you know, he's going to honor that obedience to spreading that word and the word that you have in your heart.
So activation is about, one of the things I talk about in my book, Leaning Closer with God, is that you got to go extreme vertical and horizontal world. So you're talking about going vertical now with God, but what is the activation that occurs based on your consistency in your life with God, and then how does that go horizontal with other people that are in your life?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think that, you know, where you look at activation being when we look at the title of the book and we talk about activation, and then we also talk about a story of God's transforming power. The reason why I like the blend of those two is that activation is really almost like a point in time that God has activated you for duty. But since that point, it's that transforming power of God that then works for you through a gradual transformation. And so even now, I'm still, even several years into my activation, being transformed on a daily basis, where I'm being, you know, I have my ups and downs like anybody else. We all have the good days, the bad days, the struggles with things that happen at work or in other environments. And then in all that, God is continuing to transform you through that message. So when you look at that, what I have observed in recent times with the book coming out and just some things that have happened in my life, it's where other people just see that and they say, I want what he has, or I see where he has changed. You know, I was somebody that was very much a worrier, a planner, somebody that had to have my life mapped out in front of me. And God, through that transforming power, has put me in a position where he's thrown some curveballs at me in these last months that have put me in a position where he's kind of teaching me what that looks like to be really fully embedded with him and deeper with him. And other people have then said, man, I've really seen how you've reacted differently to some things that I did a year ago I would have seen you doing differently. And how did you do that? What has changed in your life? And so I think when you let God in, he's going to give you an opportunity to share that story with other people and encourage them when they're in those similar situations.
Wow. And so I also noticed from your life in serving God that you serve on a prayer team at Gateway in Dallas. And so how did God use your activation as you operate as a prayer minister?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. I'm glad you asked that because I've had some interesting exposure to that. You know, in a lot of the word I was given, and in the book that I'd written, I do reference many times when God had given me a scripture verse or something from the Bible to really speak to my situation. And my wife and I had some fertility struggles early on with my children, and so we talk about that in the book a little bit. And other word and scripture I was given to have some comfort during these times. And what I always thought was, oh, those verses were for me specifically in my life. But then in being on the prayer team, I've then had people come to me for prayer for infertility, for prayer for healings or things that were very similar than the things I had. And I was able to then use those same verses or those same words of comfort from years before suddenly stirred up in my spirit to say, oh, hey, you know what? We're going to declare Nehemiah 9 over you, that God gives life to everything. So if you're having fertility problems, and, you know, God has promised that over my life, and it applies to you. And what you find in all that is that, I always felt like God was speaking to me in these messages, but really, in reality, I've learned that as I'm ministering to others, a lot of those same words and God's word is living and active, and that he's using that today for other people and for their benefit. It's been so fun to watch and be able to share those insights with other people's similar situations.
Wow, that would be what John was talking about when he said that we would bear much fruit, right?
Exactly, and in this season, that's really, I mean, you talk about the harvest and bringing in the harvest, and the workers are few, and I think it really is about being activated. Is how can I bear fruit in the kingdom? And just by being obedient to listening for his voice and looking more for more of him, then you certainly will start to see, you know, what that fruit, you know, can look like.
Well, so that's one takeaway I'm hearing for you listeners, is that Adam had these encounters with God. And he took them serious, and not only as you heard him say, he became changed, but then God gave him divine appointments so that he could help others be transformed, because the book is about the transforming power of God. So that's a takeaway for you listeners. This is like God extending his hand to you today, saying, come with me, walk with me, and if you really are challenged right now and you're curious about this activation, where can they get your book, Adam?
Yes, I have it out now. It was released a couple weeks ago, so you can go to my website at adamgellert.com, and there's some information there on the different avenues that those are available. It's available on Amazon and so any of those major distributors, barnesandnoble.com. So happy to have you come out. It's been available on paperback and also in the ebook version, and then I'm going to be recording an audiobook version of it soon, so looking forward to getting that out there as well.
Yeah, I know that you really, that fire is in you, because it's such a blessing for me since I love activation, it's like one of my favorite words, such a blessing to me to see that you not only want to keep this fire going between you and God, but you do want to walk as a disciple of Christ and share this stirring and this adventure. You said adventure with God, right?
Yeah, I think it is really, what I've learned in all this is it is a lot of fun, and it is an adventure, and I think God is a God of fun and joy and peace and all those positive things, and he definitely wants us to go on an adventure with him and fully trusting him day by day. And so what you'll see on my website is I'm calling it the Activation Movement, because I want this to go beyond, obviously, my testimony and what my hope and confidence is, that I'm going to start to be able to share testimonies of other people who have been activated either through this message or they've already been activated, and this clicks with them around, hey, I don't know what I've experienced, but it feels very much like something like this, and it starts to encourage them as well. So looking forward to this movement going across the world and getting to hear from everybody about how they've been activated to be closer with God.
That's awesome. We have about 2 minutes left, so Adam, I would like to ask you to pray for the listeners right now. We have about 2 minutes, so if you could just pray for the listeners.
Well, great. I would love to do that. Father God, I just thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to die for my sins and the sins of everybody who's listening here and for the world. And we know that we have a direct link to you through Jesus' saving grace. I just ask for more for all these listeners on the show, and that you know that, that you have intended good for every single person, that you've created each person by name. You know every single person's heart, and that you're after all of them. We just you know, submit to your authority over the, over their lives. We ask for you to activate everybody that's listening today. We ask for more of your power of the Holy Spirit. We ask for an infilling of your Spirit in every person listening today. We ask for your, for more of your glory, more of your presence in all of our lives, so that we can understand what the peace of your presence looks like, the saving grace of Jesus' blood, so that we can spend eternity with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, listeners, we just thank you for being faithful to tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 and you Night Owls that listen at midnight. If you would like to have more information about Adam Geller and his ministry of activation, go to our blog post at harvestmountainministries.org. And you'll find Adam Geller's website and everything you'd like to know to be in contact with him. And we want you to tune in next week to Going Deeper with God, because I'm going to talk about why the Daisy Girls love sunflowers. So, Adam, thank you so much. We just praise God for how you are faithful and you are activating people and encouraging people. So, shalom, the peace of God be with you, and thank you for being on the show.
And never take all I am, take all I am, for I am yours forever and ever, take all. Sign your name on the picture.